This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. Irony, thy name this Tuesday is Delta Airlines. The carrier reported fourth quarter earnings today, and despite an operating profit, that is the actual moving of people in airplanes, Delta wound up losing almost $700 million all in last quarter because its fuel contracts, its hedges, overshot the falling price of crude. A lot of energy traders and banks, though, are betting that their luck might be better or that maybe they're just smarter than Delta is. They are buying up cheap oil in the hopes that they will be able to sell it later on at a tidy profit. That, of course, does leave them, as Marketplace's Adam Allington reports, looking for a place to park it all.
They call them VLCCs, which stands for Very Large Crude Carriers. These are supertankers capable of shipping millions of tons of oil in one delivery. And normally that's what they'd be doing, except no one wants to ship oil right now when the price is so low, which means you use them for the next best thing, storage.
The kind of supertanker stockpiling tends to accompany an oversupply in the market.
David Hunter is an energy analyst at Schneider Electric. The cost involved to rent these tankers and still turn a profit tends to eliminate all but the biggest players.
So it's not necessarily just oil companies. I mean, banks did this as well back in, after the financial crisis back in 2009.
Hunter says the cost to rent one of these ships just to stay put is about half what it is to transport, about $30,000 a day. Omar Nakhta is an analyst at Clarkson Capital Markets.
And so there's a bet that a lot of traders are making that, hey, I can book a ship and pay half the going rate and at least make some money trading it.
The price of crude is starting to trend upward. Some forecasts show by as much as $8 a barrel more by the end of the year. Nakhta says even then cashing in isn't certain.
You know, right now it's still a gamble or you're playing for peanuts.
Nakhta says potential profits typically range in the cents per barrel, but when you've got a ship capable of carrying 3 million tons, you can still see a payday. I'm Adam Allington for Marketplace.